Well, it is a great event, and it is almost here. It's the 57th annual Oktoberfest in Mount Angel, running from Thursday, September 15th through Sunday, September 18th. Check out the Alpine food booths, music ranging from Alp horns to Alpine rock, free street dances, nonstop Bavarian entertainment, free family fun in the kindergarten, local crafters, a cruise in car show, sports wiener dog races, and lots more. Come join the celebration. Mount Angel Oktoberfest, the affordable fest. Info online at oktoberfest.org. It is the 57th annual Mount Angel Oktoberfest getting underway Thursday in the beautiful Bavarian town of Mount Angel. Joining us this morning to give us the final preview is Monica Boxler, the Marketing and Public Relations Director for the Mount Angel Oktoberfest. Monica, I know it is a very busy time for you, so thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, David and Brenda. I really appreciate it.
You know, I was looking at the forecast, and maybe you heard Brenda saying that it is going to be a fantastic week ahead. The weekend, temperatures in the 70s, sunny skies, not too hot. Hey, I think God's smiling down upon Oktoberfest this year.
I think he's going to give us a break, and I am very, very grateful for that. It's going to be fun. I'm so looking forward to it.
Well, as I look at your counter on your website right here, 3 days, 2 hours, and 44 minutes to go before it gets started. So that's coming right up on Thursday. Give us a layout of the Oktoberfest as you come into town and kind of give us, kind of an overview of what it all looks like.
All right. So as you come into town, a lot of people come in through the major highways. And as you do, you'll see a lot on the north end and on the south end. Feel free to use those lots. It will cost you $10 to park, but you'll get a shuttle that'll take you in and bring you back. You are also welcome to go ahead and drive around town and try and find a parking spot, but it's not necessary if you'd like to take the shuttle.
Yeah, that's great to know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's just easy. And then as you find yourself a place to park and you get out, one of the first things you're going to notice is those incredible food booths, and there are 40 of them this year. You're going to recognize a lot of KC groups. You're going to see a lot of the churches, local churches there. It's just really fun to kind of go and just like, oh, I know them. Oh, I know them. And pretty soon you'll have some of your favorite food booths already lined out. There is some really great sausage and kraut, of course, but there's also some fish tacos and some pierogies, and there's beignets, and we have all kinds of assorted foods. So be sure and look through those food booths really well.
That sounds fantastic. And two, remind folks that the booths there, the food booths that sell their items, this is an important fundraiser for them as well.
Oh, yeah. For a number of these, this is their major fundraiser of the year. It is a big deal for them. It's been really hard for them with the COVID year in there. And then last year was difficult with the weather and the Delta variant coming through. So it was rough. So we're looking forward to a really good year and hoping you come out to support all these nice churches and schools and fire departments and all kinds of good groups.
No, it's fantastic. I'll remind folks, too, if you go to Oktoberfest.org, Oktoberfest.org, wonderful website, and it has all of the information about the Mount Angel Oktoberfest, the schedule, things to do, things to see, and so it's loaded with information. So if you're kind of wondering what else is there, just go to the website. It's right there for you. St. Mary's Church, sitting right there in Mount Angel, it's such a beautiful church. Will there be happenings there as well?
Yeah, we have always spiritual and uplifting music there. You know, it's going to be something that is going to be very fitting to be in a church. And one of the highlights we have coming back this year, so happy to have it happening, we're going to have the Alp horns from Salzburger Echo are going to be back in there. And there's going to be a performance on Friday and a performance on Saturday. So check the schedule for the times for that. But it is one of those truly... it truly is a highlight. Believe me, I've got it on my calendar. It's something I'm going to watch again, too.
So. And so these are those big, long horns, right?
Yes, they're 12-foot Alp horns. They're incredible. You look at them and you go, how do you even make a noise out of that? And then they make not only noises, but beautiful, beautiful music. And it echoes beautifully in that church.
I was going to say, the acoustics, I'm sure, in St. Mary's are fantastic.
they're made to go together.
That's excellent. Monica Boxler, she is the Marketing and Public Relations Director for the Mount Angel Oktoberfest that gets started this Thursday and runs through Sunday in Mount Angel. So talk about the Fest Hall. I know that it was constructed several years ago. It was a big project for the Mount Angel Oktoberfest. It was completed, but talk about that and things that will be happening in the Fest Hall.
Oh, the Fest Hall is, it's our community center. The Mount Angel Community Foundation owns it. It's the Fest Hall. It's used for weddings and quinceañeras and all kinds of good stuff throughout the year. But starting last Saturday, it became the beer garden. And it is great fun. We have a good selection of beers and a variety of drinks down there. But it also is family entertainment. And kids are welcome in there until 9 o'clock at night. And on Saturday and Sunday, especially for kids, we've got the kids polka party with the Astorgas. So truly, it's a family venue, guys. Feel good about bringing your kids in there. They're going to be doing the limbo, and they're going to have some bubble machines, and they're going to have balloons, and the kids will be asked to sing along. There's going to be some Sound of Music and all that good stuff. So come on down and enjoy that. And also, it's a really, really good place to dance. If you are a, you know, if you're somebody who likes the polka or waltz, the dance floor is made for you. So come on down.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And then there's a lot of things happening outside, too. Talk about some of your outside entertainment. And do they have some opening ceremonies?
Yeah, we're going to have opening ceremonies on Thursday evening. And we're going to work some of the Mount Angel dance troupe is what we call them. But it's the Mount Angel school kids doing traditional Bavarian dances. And it is, it's really a great show. Those kids will be performing, and they're workhorses for us. We so appreciate it, at noon and at 6 p.m. each day. So there's about 350 kids involved in that program, and a lot of very courageous adults helping make that happen.
That's great. How about, are the wiener dog races back?
Yes, the wiener dog races will be back, and they'll be on Saturday in the kindergarten. And folks, don't miss the kindergarten. It's right across from the church in the St. Mary Public School grounds. So that's where the wiener dog races will be on Saturday. And there's going to be, you know, the bouncy houses and the pony rides and the petting zoo and the big slide and magic shows and all kinds of good stuff. That is specific for kids up there as well. And it's just a really fun time, and it's free. I always got to say that. It's free.
Yeah, that's great. So what are the hours so folks know when to come and how late it's open?
Yeah, so our hours are really, they vary a lot by what you're doing.
Right.
Generally, I like to tell people it starts at 11 and it goes until, you know, midnight in some of the gardens. But the kindergarten is on Friday, Saturday, Sunday from 11 to 5. Concerts in the church tend to run from noon until about 7. Ooh, and I do want to share with you guys, the Abbey shuttles are back.
Oh, nice.
So we're super happy to have that. And I got to do a plug for these guys. But Brother Anselm and Brother Albert are going to be giving a virtual tour of ancient manuscripts at the Abbey Library at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
Wow.
So, yeah, and the shuttles are running up there. So take advantage of that one. Okay, now where was I? Oh, I was trying to tell you hours and times.
Yes. No, that's great.
So, yeah, and kids are welcome into all of the premium venues until about 9 o'clock at night. And so we really do welcome families into those, you know, into the places where, yes, we do serve beer, but kids are absolutely welcome in there. And then we've got three other small venues, beer gardens that don't have a cover charge that people can just walk into while they're having their sausage or kraut on the street and buy a beer and relax with their family in those as well. And those run until about 9 at night as well. So it's, we've got a lot going on. We have music at the bandstand. The Friday and Saturday night street dances go in about from 9 to 11.
Great.
So some of the older kids might really enjoy doing that.
Oh, that is fun. Again, all of the information is on their website at oktoberfest.org. Oktoberfest, that's October with a K, O-K, oktoberfest.org. Yeah. Monica Boxler, Marketing and Public Relations Director with Mount Angel Oktoberfest. Mona, always great to talk with you. Always appreciate it. Have a great time, and we look forward to Oktoberfest.
Thank you, David. Thank you, Brenda.
Hey, I'll be looking for you, Monica. I'll see you on Thursday. I'll track you down.
Yes, that sounds great. Sarah warned me you guys were coming, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you'll need a warning.
Have a wonderful day. God bless you.